This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The last great race on Earth registered trademark is underway up in Alaska. Iditarod dog sled mushers are driving their teams toward Nome. But all is not going according to plan. Not only did they have to truck in snow for the thing, but dog sled races are expensive. Corporate sponsors are involved, and with the money comes some strings. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes has the story.
Wearing a bright neon snowsuit, Iditarod veteran Monica Zappa has a huge campaign poster in front of her string of sled dogs. For years, she's been outspoken on issues like an anti-mining campaign near a large fishery. She describes herself as a
strong proponent of the environment and social issues.
Zappa says people have liked that she brings politics into an event that has a lot of social and historical resonance for Alaskans.
I've gotten a lot of positive support for that. A lot of people are really happy that I am, outspoken on my political issues.
Not everyone, though. A change in the Iditarod's official rules within the last year says mushers aren't allowed to make personal statements that are, quote, injurious to the best interests of the race until 45 days after they cross the finish line. And that includes statements disparaging the race's sponsors, among them mining and energy companies. The question crackling across dog lots and social media is whether the race's governing body put the rule on the books to legitimize mushing as a sport or to keep key sponsors happy by protecting them from criticism.
Well, I think in some ways they're not dissimilar.
Stan Hooley has been CEO of the Iditarod Trail Committee for 23 years. He says that the role of sponsors is essential. They foot the bill for 50% of all expenses. They cover everything from internet and remote checkpoints to a race purse that's more than $750,000. Hooley says that the personal conduct proposal came from the mushers themselves.
This is something we've talked about for at least 10 years.
But four-time winner of the race, Lance Mackey, thinks the rule is a way to keep mushers from trash-talking one another and organizers, asking for a level of professionalism that feels out of line with the sport's character.
Yeah, I've been known to, so to speak, put my foot in my mouth, and it always seems to make the paper and it offends somebody, but I never apologize for what I say because I meant what I said when I said it.
Others think the rule is about a controversy connected to a gold mine in southwest Alaska. A proposal to bring energy to the mine involves a gas line that some allege will encroach on the Iditarod's historic route. That mine is run by one of the Iditarod's main sponsors, Donlin Gold. In dueling op-eds last month, critics and officials disagreed about the scale of that impact. Many mushers remain confused, though. There isn't much clarity in the rules about whether personal statements include, say, buttons and banners or social media posts or comments to reporters. As she ran down a checklist ahead of harnessing her dogs to race, musher Lisbeth Norris says she's uncertain about what she can or can't talk about.
I think that I should be able to respectfully disagree with the mission or the actions of a particular sponsor without my position in the race being threatened.
The rule change passed last April, but didn't get attention until about a month ago. At least one local newspaper editorial called it a bad rule, one that goes against the, quote, plain-spoken, authentic nature of the sport. Hooley says it's similar to personal conduct rules in major sports leagues like NASCAR that address critical comments by competitors. Zappa says she understands the sponsorship pressures faced by race officials.
But I also think it's important for Alaskans to be able to have civil conversations about public issues.
The Iditarod race, after all, was revived in the 70s as a way to remind Alaskans about the legacy of dog mushing and the historic connection to a trail through the wilderness. In Willow, Alaska, I'm Zachariah Hughes for Marketplace.